The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
On this podcast, we look at absurd reviews from all over the internet, and we poke a little fun at them. You know, we just have a bit of fun on the podcast.
Innocent pokes all around.
Innocent pokes, innocent jabs, gifs and gaffs and goofs. And before we get started with the review, Matt, I'm gonna drop something into your inbox here.
Oh.
And as you look at it, I'll explain for the audience.
Okay.
So for the audience, I sent a meme. It says, pick two. They will defend you, and the rest will come to kill you.
Okay, yeah, I saw something similar to this recently. I didn't give it too much attention.
Well, you're about to give this one too much attention.
Oh my goodness, you could have 10,000 rats?
Thank you. Okay, so the options are 50 hawks, some sort of generic predatory hawks, 10 alligators, 3 grizzly bears, 7, what is that, a wildebeest? Is that what you call it?
It looks like an ox or a bull.
Like an ox or a bull. 1 hunter with a gun, 15 gray wolves, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, or 4 lions. And I'm glad you immediately focused upon the rats, because I'll spill the beans. I'm always worried about bringing this up for, you know, hypothetical discussion. Because to me, the game starts at, okay, you have to pick 10,000 rats for one of them.
Yes.
What's the other option? And honestly, if someone looks at this and they don't see 10,000 rats as the most viable, overpowered option, I just think they're totally dumb. I just think all of my respect for them is instantaneously lost. I just can't see a world where that's not by far the strongest.
Yeah. And I think my other option is probably going to be 15 wolves.
Okay, you're 15 wolves kind of guy. Because,
heck, 50 birds, 50 strong birds even, I don't know. That doesn't seem like something I couldn't handle unless they all super come at once. But what you get a couple rats on a bird, that thing's going down.
Right, you could just hide under the rats. Make some sort of rat armor. And that's only sacrificing, what, 50 rats?
Not too many.
A hawk takes a rat, another rat climbs up and takes its place.
Yeah. Lions, I don't know how well they work together. Gorillas, same thing.
I think, to me, the only way to look at this is whatever animals are attacking you have one prime directive, and it is your murder, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're singularly focused on charging you down and murdering you. And of course, is what kind of environment is this in?
Yeah,
cityscape? Is this a field?
If we're in water, then alligators, I mean, okay. That's stronger.
No, rats can swim.
Rats can swim. They'll little rat rafts.
I'll put this out. The only way I think 10,000 rats is somehow could be beaten, it depends on how much command you have over the animals. If you could fly with the hawks and you pick the hunter, you and the hunter just fly around with sweet hawk wings and shoot all the rats. But that would take days.
Yeah. And the rats are mating.
Meanwhile, the rats are multiplying. How long until they can create a rat tsunami big enough to overtake any hawk?
Impossible to get rid of rats.
Right. So yours was the wolves. You think the wolves are here? Just because they're pack mentality.
Yeah, they're smart, man. They're like furry raptors.
Yeah, I could see that. I go with the gorillas just because I'm a big proponent of gorilla strength.
Ooh, ah.
Yeah, I feel like gorilla besides maybe the bear, but five gorillas can beat three bears.
I'd have to think so. They're like more equipped to go hand to hand.
And meanwhile, 10,000 rats can kill anything in 10 seconds or less, or it's your like money's critters. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, it's like a cartoon. It's like Tom, it's like Jerry eating a big brick of cheese and a blink of an eye. That's what those three bears is going to happen to them.
Sticking the turkey in their mouth and pulling it out, and it's just the bones.
Right, exactly. Yeah, after the rats eat the animal, then they get some sort of long-range capabilities because they'll spit the bones out like missiles.
Ugh.
So yeah, I encourage you to look up this meme. If you just Google 10,000 rats, that's what you'll see. And yeah, I just encourage you to out your friends as total idiots if they don't pick the 10,000 rats. And this is how I know I picked a good co-host, because right away, you knew the heft of the 10,000 rats.
It's so hefty.
I feel like if it's 100 rats, you still gotta pick it, right?
It's a strong contingent of rats.
Right. I mean, 50 hawks would sort of counter 100 rats, but 50 hawks does not counter 10,000 rats. That's not the size close. Of the city I grew up in.
Yeah, you got to think about it like that. All these little heartbeats, these eyes, these teeth.
Yeah, these teeth.
Get ready to take you down.
Rats chew through cement, dude. You think they give two shits about taking out a gorilla?
No. Bite them on the toes.
Gorillas are soft, tender. Bite their little toes, they'll start crying.
I don't know about feral hogs, though. I remember that was a big deal. A year, two, whenever that was.
In Japan, whenever you go to a hiking area, there's feral hog warnings. There's little signs, look out for feral hogs.
I need an assault rifle to watch out for feral hogs. Anyway, all this animal talk has bubbled a review to the surface. This is a TripAdvisor review for Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Carmen S. wrote this review in May 2020, so it was a recent trip. She's getting outside and experiencing the world. Carmen writes, "Meh. Was hoping for more. One star for the one buffalo I saw, and the wild horses look just like regular horses. One star."
Fuck these wild horses, dude. They're just regular horses.
Wild horses look just like regular horses.
Now you take a dozen horses, some wild, some regular. All right, you put them in the line. I can't pick them out. I can't pick out which is wild, which is regular.
Yeah, we showed them a couple of six packs of horses. They couldn't choose the wild from the regulars. We gotta, you know, this is not a trustworthy witness for that horse stampede.
Now, I'm taken aback in so many ways. I want to talk to this woman. Woman?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Carmen S. Carmen S. It's Carmen San Diego.
No, it's not Carmen San Diego. Carmen San Diego could pick a wild horse out of a line in a heartbeat.
Yeah, she could do it with her eyes closed. By her sense of smell, not by anything else. I want to make that clear.
Aren't buffaloes endangered?
I mean, there's not as many as there once were.
Right.
Technically, it's the American bison is what we should be referring to it as, but that's neither here nor there.
The Native American bison.
Yeah.
They're worth more than one star.
I think they're pretty rad, unless they're kind of mangy, if they're patchy-furred the bison.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the bison's fault, that's just
global warming or something.
Yeah, global warming, that's the real, all right, Carmen's really trying to just get down to the root of, she's not a fan of global warming, and she's warning us about it.
There's one buffalo, one star, these just horses aren't wild at all.
These horses aren't even wild. Get these horses some Mountain Dew, some backwards baseball caps.
Let's bleach and then dye their manes and tails.
Oh, yeah. Acid washed fur. then they're looking wild.
Like crack teeth, right?
Yeah. I want my horses to look like they're on the set of Top Gun. just sort of, you know, wild and rebellious and then ready to, you know, they don't take any shit, not even from the U.S. Air Force, all right? They're in it for themselves. They're wild horses. I'm going to name my wild horse Maverick.
After that that guy from Top Gun, huh?
That's what I'm getting at. You can name your horse Goose.
This is my horse Goose.
That's actually pretty funny. if I went to someone's farm and they said, this is my horse Goose, first I would say, huh, that's pretty funny. And then I would say, wait a minute, be careful. Do you know you have a wild horse on your hands? They would say, oh, goodness me. Why would you say it? What do you mean? I'd take off the horse's mask to reveal a wild horse underneath.
It has one of those horse masks over its horse head.
Yeah, it had a regular horse head. It's trying to live among the regular horses.
Novelty horse mask.
Right, it was trying to get away with the easy life here. But you can't, you know, you can take the wild horse out of the wild, but you can't take the wild out of the horse.
And if you lead them to water, they're going to say, where's the gin?
Yeah, because they're ready to get wild.
Because they're ready to drink, just not water.
Right, because what is wild about water? Listen, I can't tell. I've got a glass of water right here. I can't tell if this is wild water or regular water.
I need to be bubbling with danger.
Yeah, was this from a babbling brook? Or was this from some sort of regular water plant?
Is there sulfurous emissions coming up from the earth that Pierce Brosnan needs to detect and save me from before I jump in the scalding water?
Yeah, was this water from a geyser? Or was this water from a fountain?
I'm ready for the wild.
Listen, are you a regular co-host or a wild co-host? I can't tell the difference.
If you could see my hair.
Are you fucking Medusa? Yeah. Are you a Medusa man?
I'm a seducer.
Whoa, hey-o. Yeah,
I feel sick just saying that.
See, this is why the world should be Pokemon. I can tell the difference between a wild Ponyta and a trained Ponyta immediately. You just check the EVs and IVs.
And whether or not it'll burn you if you try to hop on top.
Right, and whether or not it came out of a Pokeball just minutes ago.
Yeah. You can't catch this. It belongs to someone.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm glad Pokemon finally made it into the podcast. It's been too long. We're going to go from Pokemon to sushi. Now, the regular Japanese transition.
That checks out.
Checks out. We're checking stuff out, and this one is checked out. This is a review off of Yelp for Mega Sushi in Coquitlam, Canada, British Columbia, Canada. It is written by Sunshine M, and she writes about said sushi. You know that old joke, sex is like pizza, because even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. That encapsulates my feelings towards sushi. Still, some places shine, and Mega on Austin is one of them. When you walk in, the open kitchen on the right reveals friendly chefs who prepare aesthetically pleasing and mega-tasty delights. Goals: to gradually try all variety of rolls, as there's not been one misstep yet. I love the garnishes, deep-fried threads of yam, for instance, and the spicy tuna is delectable. Many friends have been coming here for years, and it is obvious from the constant flow of people coming in and out that the takeout is just as satisfying. 4 out of 5 stars.
What is wrong with your... What? Sushi is not the same as pizza.
That's what that's the first thing that hit me as well.
Oh.
That's it. I've seen and had some bad sushi.
Bad sushi could, like, mess you up and make you literally sick.
That's bad sushi.
That's bad sex. I don't want to know what type of sex she's having. She's like, yeah, you know, when it makes me sick, it's just fine.
Yeah, this gas station sex. It's just as good as the regular stuff.
I vomit afterwards for a while, but hey.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, who hasn't seen sushi that they don't want to be a part of, that they don't want in anywhere in their lives? I mean, I've had sushi that looked good from grocery stores. I was like, oh, they got it's sushi Wednesday, $5 rolls. And I picked it up, and I won't slander the chain, but I went home with the sushi very excited to try it. Very mediocre at best, very not great.
Ugh.
And also, as long as we're picking on that shitty turn of phrase, or old joke, as she puts it, this is an old joke. I've had pizza that's bad.
I have had pizza that's bad, too.
I'm going to put it out there. Sex can be bad. But hey, the garnishes are great.
I don't know what it... The garnishes. I'm not even going to think about what that's supposed to mean.
The deep fried threads of yam, for instance.
Yeah. Keep the yams out of the bedroom.
I mean, the pictures she sends are real, real pretty.
Okay, most places I go to get sushi, yeah, it's a good time. You know, at the end of the meal, they'll give you like an orange cut in half and sliced up, and you get the little cocktail swords to eat the orange with.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't I get orange slices after sex?
Exactly.
That needs to be more of a thing. That's exactly what I want. A little vitamin C.
Or in the middle, like halftime at the soccer game.
At halftime. Hold on, babe. I got to re-up.
Give me a Capri Sun. Give me some orange slices. We'll get right back to it.
Yeah, and you get some sort of hostess treat at the end.
Who cut the oranges like this? Come on. This is your first time. It is my first. Oh. First time for what? For the bringing the snacks or for the... Never mind.
You know, orange slices at halftime, that reminds me of a little story of my football days. Our assistant coach, who is younger than the other two coaches, who's sort of our hype man, you know, our pep guy, mm-hmm. who would get us fired up. And not that he knew lots about football. He's a great football player, but he is always our sort of our hype man. He could yell the loudest and whatever. And fun guy. But I don't remember anything about the game, you know, especially I was a bench warmer at that point, so I didn't care that much. Of course, I wanted my friends to win, but
right.
I wasn't as invested, you know, as a starter. But we were in the locker room, and we were doing bad, I guess, because he was just tearing us a new asshole, just screaming at the top of his lungs. Classic, like, coach in the locker room. Just screaming, yelling, pissed off. He, like, kicked over a garbage can. And then the funniest shit, someone, like, another coach, like, brought out the oranges, like, right when his rant was finished. And everyone was, like, so, like, quietly passing around Ziploc baggies of oranges. And everyone was quietly, like, sort of somberly eating it because we just got yelled at super bad. And out of the silence... is the assistant coach was also enjoying an orange. He was like, man, these are fucking good oranges.
And you went on to win the game.
I think we won that game. I want to say we weren't even that behind at halftime.
You're just playing sloppy. Forgetting the fundamentals.
Yeah, we're just playing sloppy. Our fundamentals were messed up. Yeah, I don't know. You got another review.
Yeah, you know what? As long as we're on the Japanese train, I've got a Target review for the Gimme Organic Roasted Seaweed Snack Sea Salt 0.35 ounces.
Nice.
Amanda Nation writes, would not recommend. I gave this 2 stars only because I'm not sure what I should have expected and if what I did taste was what it was supposed to taste like. But this tastes terrible. It left the most rancid taste in my mouth. This may not be anything to do with this, but I was holding my one-year-old dog who was on my shoulder when I opened and ate the small sliver, and she got choked up and almost vomited. It was definitely odd, and how I felt after eating it. Maybe it should be one star. Again, I've never ate seaweed, so maybe this is what it's supposed to taste like. But if so, it's definitely not for me. Yuck. Two stars.
Two stars? Oh, man.
You know what they say. If it makes your dog throw up, two stars.
Well, you don't give your dog salty treats. Even if they sit on your shoulder like a parakeet for some reason. Yeah.
Where are you from?
Yeah, what are you feeding your dog salty snacks? What, you feed your dog potato chips?
I think the dog just smelled it.
The dog just smelled it and puked.
And almost puked.
Dogs smell buttholes for fun and garbage. I think that was a bit of a fib. That was a bit of a creative
license here.
Yeah, I think so. I don't even think that dog exists. She just kind of wants a little dog that sits on her shoulder like a parakeet. That's sort of her ideal of a pet. But I think at the end of the day, I don't think that dog exists. I don't think that dog's real. What is real is this woman's misunderstanding of of the salty bitter snack that is seaweed.
Yeah, it's certainly not for everyone.
No, as many snacks are, especially from another country.
Yeah, at least she is, you know, she has enough clarity of mind to say, I don't know if this is supposed to what it tastes like. If it is, it's not for me. Because some people are just like, this stuff's gross. I can't believe it.
Right. She certainly was. She doesn't get our usual, what would we call it, misdemeanor. Gold star taken away for just not understanding the product and being willfully ignorant. She's definitely not being willfully ignorant, and props to her for that. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, if it's not for you, why write the review? Hey, put that on a shirt and smoke it.
It rhymes, so.
Right, it rhymes. It's going to happen. Reviewparty.com. Click on shop. So she don't like seaweed, huh?
Another person was like, this is better for you than candy bars.
That's true.
But more expensive.
Is it? Okay. I need to see some numbers on that. I don't know if that tracks.
I don't know. I think there's got to be plenty of it. There's no, like, ocean of candy bars out there.
Oh, but if there was, I would become a deep sea diver. Oh, man. This is the most dangerous catch?
Oh, yes. Yeah, like that Jeremy guy?
The Jeremy guy's throwing the big cages into the ocean.
He's chumming the water with just beet sugar or something.
Yep. But when you pull up those big nasty cages instead of a bunch of giant crabs, just a bunch of Snickers bars.
Just the duty-free giant size from the airport.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Like the Snicker bars that are a whole-ass meal. Yeah. I'm eating good tonight, boys.
I haven't seen something this big since the Chernobyl fishing.
Yeah, you got all the guys inspecting the size. They got those little rulers making sure the Snickers bars are big enough. They throw the small ones back. Throw the big ones into the tank.
Oh, yeah.
there's something going on in the tank. We got to investigate. And they open the tank, and all the Snickers bars are gone. And just one Jabba the Hutt-like man with chocolate all over his face. I couldn't stop eating, Captain. The nougat was too good.
You want me to starve?
What are you trying to feed me? Seaweed? No, I need the good stuff.
They have barrels of seaweed everywhere. Come on, Larry.
Makes me think, you know those classic, like, tourist shots where the shark is hanging up? And you take it, like you just caught it. Just a giant candy bar. shark-sized candy bar. Yeah, that was my greatest catch.
Three Musketeers.
Yep, that's an 84-pound Snickers right there.
He's got it on his wall at home.
Oh, instead of giant krakens and other evil sea creatures, the giant Snickers, known to destroy ships. Just a giant payday bar comes out of the water and just chops the pirate ship in half.
Payday bars are hefty.
We're going down.
Look out, matey.
In order to stop the ship from being crunched anymore, all the pirates pile on and start just chowing down. Just start eating chocolate. Delicious. Delish.
I could use a snack now.
You want a little snack break?
Let's take a snack break. Get your orange slices, everybody.
Get your orange slices. We're refueling for round two here.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We hope you refueled adequately in that time there. This week we want to welcome you to Review Redux. If you're like, whoa, what is that? Then you didn't listen to last week's episode, so pause, go do that now, and you'll find out what Review Redux is. Or just wait, because I'll explain it right now. This is the segment where we dig up more reviews from some of our favorite, funny, quirky reviewers that we've had in the past. And this week, I want to bring in Thomas Clemens. You might not remember him by name, but something he said and the place he reviewed. That place was Santa's Village Amusement Park. And Thomas is a bit of an expert, a bit of an authority on petting zoos. Is this ringing a bell for you, Brent?
Oh, yeah, of course. What was that episode? Episode 6?
4, 5, 6, somewhere in there. Anyway, Thomas began his review, infamously in my mind, with the line, "Okay, Google got us here. Thanks, buddy." And then went on to disparage Santa's Village Amusement Park in great detail, saying you're better off going to a parking lot carnival. Now, I thought that was just a creative turn of phrase that Thomas was employing on his review. Looking into this more, there is something going on. So the first review I can find that Thomas left was on Goody's Restaurant in Niles, Illinois, 2 years ago. Google has tracked me to another place and asked me about it. I'm sensing a pattern. 5 stars. A year ago at Golden Corral in Tinley Park. I'm sick of Google asking me stuff. If Google wants to know how Golden Corral was, Google needs to go there itself. 4 stars. Huck Finn Restaurant, a year ago. Google has once again tracked me down. I fear for my safety now. Have you seen Cape Fear? Google is like De Niro. Next time I go to the movies, Google will be there sitting behind me with a huge cigar laughing maniacally. But I do like they helped me smell maniacally, correct? Spelling is the trade-off for constantly monitoring of my movements. Jewel Osco in Marinette Park. Google gives me no rest, always watching. Taquerias Los Cocos number 2. Yes, Google, it was Taco Tuesday and I was at Los Cocos. You didn't need to track me to know that, but I went there. 5 cops at the table and what did you do? Nothing. You did nothing. You got nothing, you'll be nothing. You don't scare me, Google. I think Google scares this man.
Google scares because this man.
I counted a full 17 reviews
of him referencing about Google.
Google tracking him.
So this guy, someone needs to tell this guy about Google Maps settings. It'll blow his mind. You can turn off the GPS monitoring and Google won't ask you about places no more.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like explicitly tracking you. If you punch in how to get to Camp Bullfrog Lake, duh, Google's gonna know you went to Camp Bullfrog Lake.
And what's funnier, so that's the realistic hey guy. Here's the funny hey guy. Google ain't a person. Google ain't real person. Google not human.
I don't know. He seems to think Google is a person. At the Brookfield Zoo, Google got out of its enclosure at the zoo and killed 37 children.
Did he say that?
Yes. It also hurt the feelings of four more, stole a car, and sideswiped a parked car while fleeing northbound on First Avenue. It did leave a note with his insurance information. Google might be monitoring our movements, but it's not all bad. So yeah, it seems like he thinks Google is an entity that is out like there.
Google's like an old god.
West Rock. Google, I want to thank you for this one. Usually you just stalk me and ask me how places were that I never asked you about. I go somewhere and you just pop up and ask me how it was. It's very intrusive, but I need to thank you on this one. My wife's car broke down and you got me here. Thanks, Google. You generally creep me out, but sometimes you surprise me. Thanks, buddy. P.S. Please don't cut off my hands and make one of those hats where you pull on a string and the hands clap.
Google, thine fickle overlord. Thou hast brought me something for my devout following. A wonderful place of respite for mine eyes.
Google. Oh, great. Google.
Oh, great. Oglethorpe. You know what, Thomas?
Get over it.
Yeah, get over it, dude.
Try Bing Maps. Yeah, it's okay.
Switch to Bing. This is all you're doing, buddy. You know, you got yourself into this Google mess, and you have all the power to get yourself out. I think he likes, you know, he's putting on this little bit like Google's his enemy. I don't think you can live without Google.
Oh, he's asking for it,
right? Google, please tell me somewhere new to go. I haven't left my house for 6 months. I need you to tell me, Google.
Yeah, he's probably in a rough patch now. Google's not like... Google's probably getting bored. Thomas isn't going out.
Thomas having a rough time. He goes on Google, he Googles something. He Googles, how are you doing today, Google?
He waits for Amazon to suggest something that he was talking about. Amazon was listening.
Yeah, he can't get enough of these new machine overlords. He wants the Matrix to be real, basically. He wants to actually be a little human in a little pod that's just a battery for the machines while his mind is connected to the Matrix. That's what Thomas really wants at the end of the day. He'd be like, if it got out that the Matrix is real and we're all in a simulation, he'd be like, it's not that bad. That's pretty cool. Google sends me to a nice place every now and then.
Yeah, essentially, I've always known, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm a lot smarter than all you people. I've always known that Google is our overlord, and you know, me fighting back. That's just a little bit of some quips. Me and Google, you know, we have that kind of repertoire. You know, we go back and forth.
Yeah, Batman Joker thing. We wouldn't know what to do without one another. We'd be lost. Literally, I'd be lost. I wouldn't know where to go.
Google, I'm just a dog chasing cars. And
I never know what I'd do if I caught one.
If I caught a positive review, I wouldn't know what to do with it. Google, you want to know how I got these scars? You sent me to a barber.
One star.
Okie dokie. I got another review from a place that you will know, Matt.
Yes.
This is it's one of our college town staples.
Oh.
Soup Depot in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Depot. Yep, this is from Google Reviews. Google, our wonderful overlord. Hallowed be thy name. This is a review by Deem Hervat, local guide. First timer yesterday, won't be the last. kind of old school, which I liked. Like a family-run place, working hard to make you feel welcome. Surprised at the complete menu. Nothing is free, but they give you good stuff. 5 stars.
Okay. Bro's never been to a Greek-run restaurant before.
Bro's never been to a restaurant before.
Nothing on that. That's the point you're trying to make. Nothing on this menu is free. How strange. Is this how the world works?
He thought Soup Depot was a soup kitchen.
I'm going to lay it right out there. Soup Depot's stock fell pretty sharply each time I went back.
No way. Don't tell me that.
Like, they were supposed to give us discounts for being students. I don't know that I ever got a discount.
Don't pull a Karen on my Soup Depot.
Okay, I'll say the service was always friendly. We got, like, garlic bread with your soup, which was nice.
Uh-huh.
If I'm remembering.
Listen. Did they have soup?
They had soup.
Ooh, did it taste good?
It's pretty good.
Well, then what more to be said?
Not much.
Thank you.
That there's other options around.
There is.
But there's nothing, a lot of good options.
Nothing's free, but they give you good stuff. All right.
That's a winning endorsement.
Nothing at this place of business was free, but the stuff was good.
Yeah. Like, some places will put, they'll print out their Google reviews and they'll, like, hang them in the window. I'd love to see a review like that. Nothing's free, but what they give you is good.
It's kind of old school. I don't know, what's old school about Soup Depot?
Probably the plastic ivy hanging everywhere, I don't know.
If that's old school, that's just kind of their little tacky aesthetic going on.
Maybe it's that, like, you order at a counter and then sit down.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's not super old school.
No, that's not super old school.
Don't.
I did it. You can't stop me. I'm feeling pretty souped up after this review.
I have a review for... an Amazon review for the Flying Ant Hoverboard 6.5-inch two-wheel self-balancing hoverboard with LED lights, flashing lights, and wheels. Satan Kitty titles her review. My freak daughter loves it. It is pretty cool. Crazy design painted on, crazy lights. The only bad part is I have to listen to my daughter's awful choice in music through the thing. But I imagine that's a plus for her. 5 stars.
Man. Why you gotta dunk on your daughter in the middle of the review?
It seems like Amazon is just a place for parents to show how bad they are at being a parent. Because this has happened time and time again.
Yeah, that's true. That is a recurring theme. It's my, hey, I love this product. My kid loves this product. My kid's kind of an idiot. But I love, but 5 stars.
My kid was crying when this product broke. I hate it when my kid cries. It happens every day. 2 stars.
Oh, yeah. My kid really loved this soup. I really loved it, too, because they almost choked to death on it. 5 stars.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah,
this meal came with entertainment.
I don't know why this suddenly popped in my head. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Just bits and pieces.
There's a scene where, I forget if it's the main character and Jesse, or if it's just Jesse and someone else, but they go in this, like, meth head family den, and it's just, like, two meth heads that stole an ATM, but they, like, don't know how to get it open. And they have a kid, and the kid is just, like, nonverbal, and he's just, like, sitting, just, like, I don't know, being kind of creepy. And Jesse, the guy, tries to, like, keep him company. He feels bad for the kid, right? He like, mm-hmm. you know, this kid's innocent. He's just got dealt a bad hand to drug-addicted parents, so he's trying to, like, keep him company and stuff. He makes him a little mayo sandwich.
All right.
But I think those are the kind of parents that are leaving reviews on Amazon these days.
I guess it's not just Amazon. I see this stuff elsewhere that maybe it's not just parents either. It's just people. Hey, maybe. Is it just people?
People just, yeah, I think this touches on a greater issue, sort of beyond reviews, beyond the scope of our podcast. I think there's a lot of people that just don't like being parents. And they just do it because, you know, they're supposed to.
Yeah. They got this money to spend.
Okay, so back to the review. What music do you think she was playing? A little Spice Girls? Is that what the kids are listening to these days?
As of June 23rd, 2019, I don't know.
Oh, some Billie Eilishes? Yeah, Mom probably didn't like that. Billie Eilishes, Doja Cats?
I mean, Billie Eilish, she's got some good stuff, but a lot of it also sounds the same.
Good thing this daughter didn't, or this review didn't come out a year later. She'd probably be listening to WAP.
Yeah.
You've been bumping WAP lately?
No, I actually, I listened to the entire Europop album from Eiffel 65 yesterday.
But no wet ass pussy.
Nope. No, it was far worse. In case you didn't hear me, it was the full Eiffel 65 album, Europop.
Is that that's the one with the famous blue song?
Dabba Die. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I fucking loved that song.
It was enough of blue. The first CD I ever had, and
I think mine was the, like, now that's what I call music 2 or whatever, with that on it.
Well, I was listening to it because I'm thinking about writing a blog post on a review of my first something.
Oh, okay.
And since we went there, I also collected a review for Eiffel 65's Europop. I was stunned at how far back Amazon reviews go. There were some from 2000 and 1999.
Really?
On Amazon. I don't know how they got there.
I thought they were just books back then. Maybe CDs too?
I guess
too?
Maybe books and CDs at that point. Like Borders, rest in peace. Anyway, I'll go through it quick. Sheila B. writes, good baseball songs. I could not find the song for the longest time that they played at the baseball games here in Idaho Falls at McDermott Field. The suspense was killing me. Then I finally found out it was Blue. I think that if there are plans for a Jock Jam 6, this song should be on it, as well as Move Your Body. They played this song when a really cool ball player was at bat. Such memories. I also like A Dub in This Life. Most of the chorus, I don't care for the parts such as Dollar Bill in the Pocket, etc. A good CD overall. 4 stars.
Woman knows all the Jock Jams. That's what's freaking me out. She has all the Jock Jams?
I had no idea there was more than one Jock Jams.
How many Jock Jams? Because this was in two. Did they keep going? Jock Jams. How many volumes of Jock Jams are there? Jock Series. There's 5 volumes of Jock Jams. And then the final volume was called Jock Jams, the All-Star Jock Jams, which was a compilation of the best of the 5.
Okay. So she never got her Jock Jams 6.
She never got her Jock Jams 6. Just for fun. Just, you know. Because why not? You want to hear the track listing of Jock Jams?
All-Stars? Edition. Yeah.
I think you do. Okay. Ooh, there's 17, so I'll go fast.
Uh-huh.
Number 1, Let's Get Ready to Rumble by Michael Buffer. We're Not Gonna Take It, Twisted Sister. Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. Bye Bye Bye, NSYNC. Who Let the Dogs Out, Baha Men.
There it is.
I See You Baby, Groove Armada. Blur, Song 2. Rock and Roll, Part 2 by Gary Glitter. Naughty by Nature by, or Hip Hip, Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang.
Uh-huh.
Right Here, Right Now, Fatboy Slim. Kerncraft 400 by Zombie Nation. Go by Moby. Get Ready for This, 2 Unlimited. Whoomp, There It Is by Tag Team. Jump Around by House of Pain. And Na 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 parenthetical, hey, kiss him goodbye by Sting. Now, that's just a collection of the worst music ever made in America.
I See You Baby by Groove Armada. Is that the one? I don't even know what that song
is. Yeah, you don't want to know, I'm sure.
Okay, that is the I See You Baby shaking that ass.
Oh, this... Those were put out by Tommy Boy Records?
What does that even mean?
I always thought of Tommy Boy. I don't really know it through I thought they were like a prestigious, like, sort of new wave, like hip hop wave. Well, I just know them through GZA of Wu-Tang fame on his album Liquid Swords. He has a track called Labels, where he makes lots of puns about crappy labels. And the opening line is, Tommy ain't my motherfucking boy. I think his first album came out when GZA was known as The Genius. His first album came out on Tommy Boy, and he had some beef, to say the least.
I guess so.
But, man, have we gotten off on a little tangent here? How about this?
That's all right. A lot of those reviews from, like, 2000 were like that. They were reviewing the songs track by track. It was so strange. It's like a time capsule of how people's minds worked back then.
How they thought the internet worked, too, really.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I need to review this album track by track by track.
Yeah, gotta Anthony Fantano that shit and go give it an in-depth review on Amazon.com.
Ugh.
I've got a quick little review to finish us out. How's that sound?
Okay.
This one is for Gatorade squeeze bottle. So, you know, the classic.
Just the bottle?
Just the bottle.
Like the green squeezy?
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, you have it like halftime or at timeouts during high school sporting events. The classic green Gatorade bottle.
Yes.
This review is from Amazon by Machete 122.
Oh.
It is titled, He Enjoys Using It Like the Pros. It reads, Bought it for my nephew for his soccer matches. He enjoys using it like the pros. 5 stars. How do the pros use water bottles?
You know, they just hold it up and they squeeze and it's just like...
like the pros. Spray
all over your face. Like, yeah. They get it in their mouths.
The pros don't aim for their mouth, but it's still some enough ends up in the mouth.
Right, because they've practiced it hundreds and hundreds of times, just like their free throws, just like their penalty kicks. They practice it so much that they can squirt that in their mouth with their eyes closed.
There should be Gatorade bottle squirting, like, that should just be a sport.
Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Michael Jordan there in his driveway, squeezing Gatorade over his face night after night after night. Now he's the squeeze Jordan.
There'll be like a water boy section, like who can squirt this bottle like across 50 yards for a quick refreshment.
Yeah, like your man is on the other side of the field, and you put the bottle on the bench and you stomp on it. And
here's what I picture: so they tee up the water bottle just like a kickoff. And, you know, they back up, they do the things with their hands to, like, measure which way it's going to go. And you get real serious focus. The whistle blows, runs up and kicks it, and there's just a guy with the football helmet on the other side. And it's spinning end over end. And it lands perfectly in his face mask. And also the pressure of hitting the face mask, water Gatorade squirts out of it into his mouth. 10 out of 10 landing.
Refreshment.
So you're welcome for that commercial, Gatorade. I expect a check promptly. I think that's all we got.
I think we done a good one.
I think we done did a good one.
Some heavy lifting here, man.
Yeah, you're welcome, audience. You know, usually I thank you for listening, but today I'm going to say you're welcome for listening.
And thank you.
Well, kind of. You know, mostly you're welcome. This This outro is mostly about me. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hardcover link to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can give you some credit.
If you want more content for you, other than just our voices saying silly things, check out ReviewPartyDOTCOM, where you can find our blog, and where you can also subscribe to the After Party Review at the bottom of the homepage. Make sure you hit that like robot button, though, because otherwise you may never actually subscribe. The robots are going to catch you and prevent you from reading our juicy content.
Yeah, we don't want any goddamn robots reading our goddamn newsletter, okay? That's how Terminator started, before we know that
we already
had Google.
Sexy fake girls trying to send us things.
No, I really like that. Yeah, we got some reviews on one of the podcast distributors, and it was sexy robot girls giving the reviews, and I liked that.
The groupie spaces are filling up, is what we're saying.
Yeah, if you don't want to be competing with sexy robots, you better get on the horse. Please follow and subscribe wherever you're listening, and leave a review there, especially on iTunes. 5-star reviews, if they're funny, we will definitely feature them on the show. Also, check out our Twitter at Review Party Pod and our Instagram, ReviewParty.com, and leave us a follow there.
As always, we want to thank Nosebleeds. If you haven't listened to their new album, gosh, what the heck are you waiting
for?
What
have you been waiting for? It's been out over a week now, you Jamingus.
Treat your ears to a treat.
Yeah, you like Midwestern croning? I mean, basically, that's all our show is. It's just two Midwestern boys croning and crooning. And they take it to the next level. Instead of having a good gaff at the Midwestern boys, you can have a good eargasm. I think that's the technical term.
Apparently.
Apparent tree.
Apparent trap.
Before we get all our parents trapped, I've got a review. You know when you you forget you got this review and then you see it and it makes you laugh? That's how you know you got
a
good one.
That's a good thing.
This is a review off of Amazon for How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
That old classic.
That instant classic. This review is written by Amazon Customer. They write, boom. 5 stars.
You influence them with bombs.
Thank you so much for listening out there, everybody. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This has been ReviewParty.com. Take it easy out there, folks.